Hey everyone, Lovin Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a Formula One car, thoughts zipping past faster than you can blink? Ever feel overwhelmed by the constant noise? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a way out of that mental traffic jam. Today, we're diving deep into mindfulness, not just some trendy buzzword, but a powerful tool for carving out a happier, calmer existence. Now, before we jump in, let me ask you this. Wouldn't it be amazing to feel more present, more grounded, and less reactive to life's little and big curveballs? Imagine navigating stress with grace, making decisions from a place of clarity, and simply enjoying the ride a little more. Mindfulness can actually unlock all that and more. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on your internal chaos. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, kinda like being a chill observer in your own life story. And trust me, it's not some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. You can cultivate mindfulness right where you are, right now. Here's the thing about mindfulness. It's a skill, and like any skill, it takes practice. But the rewards, totally worth it. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will set you on your path to mindful mastery. Number 1. Become aware of your triggers. We all have those things, situations, people, even thoughts that send our emotions into overdrive. Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards managing them effectively. It's like knowing which buttons not to push in a high-stakes game. Think about it. What sets you off? Is it traffic jams, deadlines, certain conversations? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for handling them with more composure. Number 2. Breathe. Deep breaths, folks. Seriously, the simple act is like a magic reset button for your nervous system. When stress hits, take a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. It sounds basic, but it's incredibly powerful. It literally rewires your brain to calm down and think more clearly. Number 3. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we already have can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, these little blessings add up. Number 4. Embrace the power of just noticing. We're often so busy thinking about what happened yesterday or worrying about tomorrow that we miss out on the beauty of the present moment. Try this. Take a walk and pay attention to your surroundings, the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, the feel of the sun on your skin. Just notice. It's amazing how much life unfolds when you slow down and really see it. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind races, when you get caught up in stress, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, deadline looming, inbox overflowing, feeling the pressure mounting. That familiar knot in your stomach starts tightening. Instead of getting swept up in the chaos, you take a deep breath, notice the tension in your shoulders, and gently remind yourself to stay focused on the task at hand. You break down the overwhelming project into smaller, manageable steps, celebrating each accomplishment along the way. See? Mindfulness isn't about erasing stress. It's about navigating it with greater ease and grace. It's about choosing how you respond to challenges, rather than reacting impulsively. Remember, this is your journey, a unique exploration of what it means to live a more mindful, fulfilling life. So take these key takeaways, experiment with them, and see what works for you. The most important thing is to start small, be consistent, and remember that every step towards mindfulness is a victory. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one practical way you can incorporate mindfulness into your day? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey together. Until next time, keep striving for balance, stay mindful, and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.